This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Yvonne Missy Woods, the former forensic scientist accused of mishandling DNA evidence dating back to 2008, pleaded guilty yesterday to four felony counts. CPR's Ava Keon reports.
Woods worked at the Colorado Bureau of Investigation for nearly 30 years. She retired in 2023 after anomalies were found in her work. An investigation found that she cut corners and deleted data, impacting more than 1,000 cases. Last year, Woods was charged with 102 felonies. She pleaded not guilty to those charges in February. Prosecutors were preparing for a multi-week trial this fall. She'll be sentenced in September. Under the deal, Woods will get between 8 and 16 years in the Department of Corrections. Ava Keon, CPR News.
In Aurora, voters will decide in November on whether the city will increase taxes to fund improvements to public safety infrastructure. Here's CPR's Tony Gorman.
If approved by voters, the city would increase taxes by 64 cents over a 30-year period. The funds will go towards $52 million in capital improvement projects for the city's aging public safety infrastructure. These include improvements to all police and Aurora 911 facilities and fire station renovations. Cassandra Heil of the Denver Aurora Community Action Committee and others opposed the tax increase due to ongoing issues with the police department.
If you're going to ask people to pay more, that money should be used to improve their lives, not continue expanding a department that already receives enormous resources.
Aurora Police continues to receive criticism over past issues with racial bias and accountability as it makes reforms under the state attorney general's consent decree. City Council approved the ballot initiative 9-1. The tax increase would take effect next year. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
You can find more news online at cpr.org.